7D, listening skills. Exercises 2B and 3, page 108.
Welcome to the show. I'm Jim Katana, and on today's program, we shall be taking a closer look at the Japanese martial art of kendo. Firstly, the word kendo, when translated, means way of the sword. It is a relatively modern martial art compared to most others, and evolved from a traditional Japanese sword fighting style used by ancient samurai warriors. Kendo is famous across the world, yet it is not known exactly who created the sport or exactly when it began. Now that's quite unusual for such a popular sport. However, we believe that it began in the early 18th century when Japanese swordsmen realized that it would be more beneficial to use wooden sticks instead of swords for training to protect them from serious injuries they could get when training with real weapons. The practice swords were made of four pieces of bamboo tied together at each end using a piece of leather. However, training still wasn't without its risks. Each bamboo sword weighed 500 grams and could cause nasty bruises or broken bones. Eventually, padded armor made from cotton and bamboo and a face mask were introduced and worn over the samurai costume. Now this made it possible to deliver full force strikes to opponents without seriously injuring them. Now, let's look at how the sport is played. Kendo matches take place in a square arena that can be anywhere from 9 to 11 meters wide. All combatants must wear added safety equipment and gloves to protect their hands. These days, the safety equipment is not made of bamboo, but from thick foam. The stick is still made of bamboo and is held using both hands. Opponents try to strike one another, and points are awarded for blows delivered to the head, wrists, side of the body, and throat. These are the only scoring areas. You must also call out the name of the area when striking it. The contest is won by the first combatant to score 2 points. People's first impression of kendo is usually of a noisy and aggressive martial art. However, give it a little time and you will see that it involves grace and agility like that used in dancing. So don't be put off. It's a sport for everyone. There are kendo students from all walks of life and of every age. It can benefit everyone as it combines the values of a martial art with the physical elements of a sport. It's a great way to learn discipline and strengthen character. It also uses many concepts of Zen Buddhism, such as emptying your mind of distractions. These meditations are a great way to relax and will help you to achieve a high level in the sport. Well, that's all we have time for on today's program. I hope you've all learned something interesting. Maybe you're even considering taking up kendo. See you next week.